Blog Talk Radio.
Any day now, Blog Talk. Are we going to play? There we go.
We get little girls, kiss the boys and make them cry. There's no trouble every time we pass them by. So let's just be. We get little girls, we're curved to get them crazy white. So better keep an eye on your balls and lock them up tight. You're my one and only, only sophisticated, you only put me.
I don't know why I like that song so much. I just do.
Because it's fun. It's fun.
It is fun. It is.
That is Estero, by the way, for people who will ask.
Yes, and of course it's called Wicked Little Girls, if you couldn't figure it out. Let me go and intro the show real quick, like, because that's how we work. It is August 6, 2013. It is Tuesday night, that is, and it's time for Pixinista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion, but we love it that way. I'm Snow White. My little dwarves are around here somewhere. That lady over there in the corner who's running things, you know, rubbing her hands together and cackling evilly, yeah, that'd be Corey, slash Game
Nature. I have not cackled once. I beg your pardon.
Yes,
butt.
Yes,
you have.
Yes.
Why gotta be yet? I did nothing.
Yes, you have. Selling people for Versace and stuff, I swear.
I did not sell anyone for Versace. I merely threatened to do so.
You came close to it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our trifecta is complete with Miss Ginger Rocks up in the here as well. Hello.
Rawr. Oh, hi.
That was the Ginger Rocks beat.
Oh. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I got stuff opening by mistake. I'm trying to teleport Snow, but I'm having...
You have some personal issues with teleport.
You're having some issues up in there.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm actually trying to update her real quick. I can't afford her skin, but I can afford an outfit and maybe some eyes and hair. So
didn't
that's
I
where
you
she
some
is
outfits?
Right now. You did. Yes, I forgot about them until just now.
I could have sworn.
My bad.
I gave her some outfits. I swear.
There we go.
My bad.
Took me a couple of tries.
My Chrome
got
has
it.
Crashed. Yeah,
I'm coming.
Cool. My Chrome has crashed.
Tell your Chrome
has
crashed.
Yay.
What
do
you mean, yay?
No. I mean, yay that I got snow here.
Yes. Now, if I join this freaking group, can I res things here?
No.
Okay, you know what? Screw that. I'm not joining any group then.
Hey, I left these shoes out when I left. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
I need to unload my stuff. Okay, I'm going to go sandbox, unpack. I'll be right back.
No,
you got demo hair on, woman.
I know. That's why I need to go unpack my stuff.
Lord have mercy.
There's Miss Corey.
I'm being all casual today.
I love this viewer. I don't know if they're watching Twitch, but... This is a machinima viewer, and this is beautiful for us for this.
I'm not watching anything because
I crammed in on you. You landed, and as you were walking towards me, the camera was moving with you like a movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know you can do that in all the viewers, right?
Yeah, but this one is so much prettier and so much easier. It does it all for you.
You know what? You have viewer honeymoon going on.
Yes,
what you have going on.
That is
you can
exactly
do that in all the viewers. You can cam in on somebody and it'll move with them the same way.
It has like all the pretty settings and I'm not lagging hardly at all. It's beautiful.
As long as it's working, that's all that matters. Don't start a tweeting me and twitching me and all that business right there.
Hello, James. We see you there. Howdy.
What's up, James? I don't know what that was.
Crack. That's what that was. Fucking crack. Told you about doing crack before the show. That's what I said. No crack before the show. I'm going to attempt to load Google Chrome again so that I can see people. Thank you, whoever bought some stuff today. I like when y'all do that. Do that. Do more of that. Buy more stuff.
I've got to finish those darn overalls I've been working on because, yeah.
She just said darn overalls.
She said darn. She's been gone too long. It will.
That is adorable. Darn overalls.
Let's dang. All right. Those darn overalls.
You know what I don't understand? Why are you going to have a cute mesh shirt that comes with a damn prim skirt? Seriously.
Go ahead.
As a creator, sometimes, unless it's most likely because they bought the mesh shirt to design themselves and they didn't actually make the mesh shirt. If they made the mesh shirt, they could have made a mesh skirt to match. But instead, there's not a mesh skirt on the marketplace that matches. And if you try to put two mesh objects that weren't built together,
they overlap. Yeah, I know. I found that out earlier.
Yeah.
When my Second Life husband bought me a whole freaking slew of outfits.
Oh.
Is she complaining? Are you complaining?
I think
no,
so.
I'm not complaining at all.
Like, I know
you
ain't complaining, bitch, because my Second Life husband ain't bought me an outfit in a year. We had a talk about this earlier. I had to send an email. I was like, look, I am lacking in clothes. I'm all behind. I got, like, prim stuff. I'm going to need you to get on in here and handle this.
Well, it was kind of a surprise because I was like, we were just kind of hanging out. And he's like, all right, you want to go shopping? I was like, sure, you know. I was thinking we were just going to go, you know, find some stuff for him. And he's like, all right, what do you want? I was like, what?
See, guys, that trick even works in a virtual world. You buy the girl something, she's like, wow, I love you. Okay, I will admit to you, Ginger, that is a very pretty viewer looking at it there. That is very pretty. But you can achieve those settings in any viewer. If it's automatically set to that, that's how they got you.
You can, but it's automatically set to this, which is beautiful. I mean, you see the camera moves, but it's got the whole
Wait a minute,
like,
I'm doing
like
a commercial now. I'm looking at Martin Martinez, and he is explaining about his visit to the cancer center. So one moment, and I will be back with you. That reminds me, while I'm looking at this, those of you who live in places where it's hot and there's a Dairy Queen this Thursday, and this has nothing to do with fashion per se, but it's just a good cause, Dairy Queen, for every Blizzard you buy, is donating $1 to the Kids Miracle Network. Make sure you buy Blizzards. It's just ice cream, people.
Oh, awesome. I'm actually going to see if there's Dairy Queens around me because it is freaking hot here.
There's
okay, now
one
I see
Dairy Queen in town.
Zooming all around. Ginger, you're making me nauseous.
don't be nauseous. Don't be nauseous.
I'm not the one moving, so it's messing with my head. You know, my brain is like, why is our fingers not moving? Why are we moving and not moving?
Oh,
click right there. See, she's showing off. She's telling me, show off my bathroom. You know what? It's a bathroom, Ginger.
I know, but it still makes me laugh.
It's a bathroom. Y'all see what I have to deal with?
I like it, personally. I don't know what you complain about.
So, I mean, she's showing off. I like the bathroom. I was like, she's showing off the bathroom like nobody's seen a bathroom before. It's a bathroom.
Oh. It's all scripted for the Life HUD, which is awesome.
I'm all sitting all close to Ginger.
The Life HUD? So you mean you actually have to go poo?
Oh, we should talk about that. Yeah, that can be, that's part of our show. We should talk about Life HUD. There's a bunch of those now. Look, and I can't, let me see if I can get mine.
There was originally Little Minders, which I'm sure there was one before that, but the one that I first found out about is called Little Minders, and it's for adults or children. By children, we mean adults who role play as kids inside Second Life. And anyways, you eat, you sleep, or you rest. You have to have fun. Little Minders, you can actually get sick, so you can get illnesses, and you have to treat it and all this fun stuff. The HUD was a little bit more expensive, and the food was a little bit more expensive, but I think the scripts are cheaper than the Life HUD. Life HUD is...
25... Wait, no, it's $400 per script.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. That's not the damn part. The damn part is for creators, because Ginger and I were looking at trying to make some objects. 25,000 lindens.
For I thought it was like 2,500.
No. Girl, if it was 2,500, wouldn't have been a problem. I said 25,000. I was not making that up.
Oh, that hurts.
Yes. That's like, people, if you don't know what 25,000 lindens, that's like 30 or 40 real dollars for 5 scripts. And how the scripts work, those of you who are new, you know, don't play Second Life, is you have to put the scripts inside of an object so it does what Ginger was saying, helps you gain
25,
rest.
25,000 linden is $101.51.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was underestimating. That's still quite a fucking bit of money. That guy
Good
is crazy.
God. Yeah. Has he lost his mind?
Apparently so.
I mean, I could see that if you were selling, like, all the scripts, like the energy, the pee script, or it's energy bladder, drink, food,
And it came with some items already. Like, it came with the food. You know, you got one food, one rest, so you could take it and maybe re-texturize it or do something with it, and a bed, and, a whole big kit would be worth it.
All this furniture is ugly.
Yeah, all of it's ugly.
It's like old prim stuff, man. It's not cute.
Well, the hell? Why is he wanting so much damn money for it?
Because nobody else is doing what he's doing is why. So he can, and some people, you know, it's a new thing. The mesh is the new hot thing in Second Life. And a lot of newer people that come in, our gender included, are all enamored with mesh. But ironically, when I go back and look at the older Second Life stuff, it's the same thing. It's just a little different, if that makes sense. It's the same thing as the prim stuff. But slightly, just slightly advanced, not
it
so much.
It moves.
No, it doesn't really move. The stuff that made Second Life move was they introduced Flexi after they introduced Prim. So when they get to the point where they have Flexi mesh, then I'll be like, okay, now that's hot.
Some
people have, but it's such an extensive process. But it's the exact same thing. Remember, at one point, there was no Prim anything in Second Life. You just painted the clothes directly onto the body. All this stuff didn't exist.
Yeah,
so,
that is true.
So this guy is capitalizing on the fact that he is a new hotness, and very few, if any, people are doing what he's done. And he apparently has a little money behind him because he can afford to throw a little advertising and things behind it and that kind of business.
Kid that I know, because I roleplay on my alt as a kid, every kid that I know that I interact with has the life HUD.
Oh, yeah, he's making his money. They have the life HUD, but do they own all the other things? Do they have who's making the stuff? Because I've run across very few.
The bathroom? Yeah, my roleplay mom bought me a whole bedroom.
Not the bedroom. Not the bedroom and bathroom. I'm saying somebody who's actually able to afford to make them. Like, you know, we're on the very low end or small end of creating things.
There are only three stores that I know that are doing it right now.
Exactly,
and that's because they are well established and they can afford to. Do it.
Make a whole flipping ton of money.
Flipping, huh?
Oh, yeah. I say that anyway. Daytime, nighttime. Flipping, yeah. Full of money.
But it's crazy. It's beautiful, though. I love how extensive the coding is getting inside Second Life. What people are dealing with. How they're actually facing the game, I guess. Because I can't wait to see...
Yeah.
I can't wait to see something like this inside of it, an actual... MMORPG, or we're not talking like a virtual world like Second Life. I'm talking something like WoW or Final Fantasy or something where you have to eat. Kind of like EverQuest back in the day. You had to eat, you had to rest, all of that. Otherwise, it affected everything.
Well, we don't have that because some of these people are little pansy-ass mama's boys and girls who don't want to have to eat. I don't want to have, that's too much. No, I like when I eat stuff, especially Fallen Earth is kind of there, but kind of not. You don't have to eat, but when you do eat, it gives you buffs. But I wish they would make it so you had to.
Yes.
I wanted
to have. Back in the day, you had to eat.
Or your ass was going to fall out, hunger pains.
And with this life HUD, and a lot of the kids run around with RLV on because the parents have, like, the yes-no HUD, which lets them pick them up and correct them, all those different things. But with this life HUD, you actually die. Well, I say die, but you die, and you have to go buy an item to come back to life.
That's actually smart. So, I like the idea. Very, very smart. I love it. I absolutely love it. I will not be getting a HUD, though, because I don't have time for that. Nobody got time for that.
No, I don't have it on this.
Anybody got time for that?
And I only wear it if I'm role-playing with my role-play family. Otherwise, it's off because I just don't want to deal with it.
I'm kind of something against the whole RV thing. It really does bug me. It really, really does. I guess not if you do it with someone you trust, but if you just have it on randomly, then there's no telling who can touch you and mess with you, and I just.
Well, they're all like this. So is Excite. Excite has a reach out feature that anybody can, if they have theirs on, they can find you and have sex with you and touch you and stuff. Never. So you just have to be careful with all your scripting stuff whenever you put it on. Where is Snow White and why are we the only two kids?
I am trying to make myself pretty. It has taken a while.
Just come over here and sit down. We are not looking pretty. We're all casual tonight.
If you can change in front of us, I'll record it.
No, I'm trying to get my feet to work and it ain't working.
Well, come your ass over here and sit down anyway, because we looking cute on the bench. Damn, we look cute. We're not even fancy tonight.
Hold the third person, I think.
Yep, because I think it can because I'm sitting on, I never sat this close to you
all
before.
All right, teleport me, Ginger.
Damn it, I closed out. Snow, can you teleport her? Or Snow, Corey, can you teleport her? Because
I just sent you an IM, crazy.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. All right.
Ginger's name just killed
me. Where the hell is my teleport on this?
I got it.
Oh, there we go. There we go. All the characters
are
different.
We're good.
Bam! And she shows up behind us. Bam! And drops out of the sky. Work, bitch. Work. All right. So, there's another. There was another hood. I was actually trying to find it so I could have Ginger put it up on the screen. There was one I found that the person was a lot smaller. Kind of the same idea. I'm wondering if they didn't do theirs first, and maybe these two got in a fight.
Oh, is that the one you sent me the other day?
Yeah. It was based off of The Sims, is what theirs said it was, which is kind of interesting. So I'm wondering what's going to go on there. He's going to have to drop some of his prices, or because those stores can't be the only ones making items, because making items is not a quick process. So people are going to get a little pissy, like, you know, where's my other stuff? And I'm tired of eating the same hot dog. When you going to come out with something new? You know how people be up in Second Life. Somebody always complaining. Somebody messaged me complaining about the gacha machine in front of my store.
About the what?
Because there's nothing in it at the moment? Yeah.
Yeah, I told her. She's like, well, I got a script error. That's because there's nothing in it.
Yeah. I've had people message me about mine. I've got three sitting there, and they're not set up yet.
But the
deal was I wanted them set out so that I had them out, and...
Well, she says, well, both of them are not. Both of them are not working for me. I was like, okay, well, which one did you come to buy something for? With Zuby, I don't really know what Toddly do is. Why the hell would you pay money? That's the other thing in Second Life. Why the hell would you pay money for something you don't need? You don't even know what it is. Don't buy stuff if you don't know what
stupid.
It is. Crazy.
All right, so.
So we got a cornucopia of things to share.
Cornucopia, that's a great word.
I want to share my screen really quick so I can show y'all this. Oh, my God. Okay, so because we're supposed to find geeky things for Pixanista, I was trying to think of something we'd not done, so I decided to Google nerdy or gravestones and came across this.
Is this the guy that proposed?
No. This is a gravestone.
Oh, I was wondering if this is what he used to propose. I was like,
No. I'll have to find the article for that.
That's something that I would like.
I know, right? That's totally when I die. Well, actually, I've already told my other half. When I die, that there's a process where you can more or less be incinerated and turned into sort of like a diamond. I mean, I know it's not totally all you, but anyways, I like that idea. And I want to be a diamond, damn it. So, diamond. Diamond, diamond, diamond. And then I want somebody to wear me so I can haunt them.
Nice.
No.
Just so you know.
No. Yes, I know. That's why I'm going to die first, because I don't want y'all having me doing no crazy shit.
Well, I don't want to be in a graveyard where, you know, in a couple of years down the road, nobody comes to visit anymore. I'm forgotten about, and I'm just worm food. I'd rather be something else.
That is exactly why I'll be sprinkled under the Eiffel Tower, because everybody will visit me all the time.
True that.
All day, every day.
I am actually going to give my body to science.
The cake is a lie. You do know that, right?
I'm still going to do it.
The cake is a lie.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when our Aperture Science folks come looking for you, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's her. Don't
She's right
me,
there.
Her.
You know, just go ahead. Go ahead. It's good.
I didn't see nothing. No.
Let me get her earrings first. Yeah, go ahead and take her.
I love y'all, too, just so y'all know.
But no, I thought this was so cool. So that was... Actually, no, wait, no, I've got another one. Another one, Hello Kitty headstone. And you know this is in Japan somewhere. I'm sorry to be all like...
It has to be in Japan.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do stuff like that here because they'd be like, it's such a blasphemy.
It's sacrilegious.
Hello Kitty.
I think it's amazing. I think it's awesome. I wouldn't have it personally, but hey, to each their own. So if you want a Hello Kitty headstone, there you go.
Oh, it looks like they have a bunch of little interesting things going on in the background. I don't know what that little turtle
is. Yeah, they've got like weird alien thing, and they've got something over here, and then they got a duck, it looks like.
The Chinese, Japanese are an odd bunch of people.
Yeah,
they really are, but I absolutely love them because they're odd. That's why I love them.
Yep.
Because they're odd.
I'm scared.
Yeah, that's the last one I got for that. All right, so what do y'all got? What y'all got?
Oh,
and I went in wrong order. My bad. I had Eli pulled up on the other side. My bad.
I thought she had three. Okay, yeah, I went home because I was typing it in Twitter. I needed to make sure I said it before I typed what y'all got instead, because that's what I was typing. All right, are we ready for my stuff? We're ready to, because
yes.
I'm gonna kind of pepper mine throughout what you guys are doing, because I had my own little theme running that I did not share with these two, and I didn't realize I had a theme up until I was doing it. Earlier in the week, if you follow us on Facebook, our friends, I'm sorry, girls, I can't remember your names. I'm friends with so many girls on Facebook, so many girl gamer groups. But one of the members, there was actually a guy that did this. He put together a collage of all these female game and TV characters that were strong women, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Xena, Warrior Princess, and so mm-hmm. on, and Samus Aran.
Oh, my God, they've got Xena on Netflix. I saw that the other day.
That's on my to-do list
after I finish all the Star Trek.
And it says, damsels in distress at the top, and at the bottom it says, bitch, please. So that's where I drew my inspiration from, was cosplay based on some of our strong female characters, although I don't consider this first one to be a really strong character, and I should probably have given this to Ginger before. She's not a really strong character, per se. But she is highly recognizable, and this cosplay is absolutely beautiful. Genre Comic-Con just ended, so all the cosplay pictures are coming out. So she gets this one up. I thought this was, I was like, wow, this is one of the best Zeldas I've ever seen. Are you going to put it up, woman?
I pulled up a Pinterest page, but...
Did the Zelda not come up?
You probably gave the wrong link, crazy. You do that all the time.
I did not.
You do that all the time. I do have something, but go ahead.
I did not give her the wrong one. Let me pin
it. That little dress is pretty, though, at the bottom of the screen with the little light shining on her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
exactly. But I was looking for this link, but...
This link, and it doesn't want to come up, does it? Evil?
No, because... Here, let me try it again. Copy link location.
You should
paste
be able
and
to
go. Paste and go. There we go. I don't know why I didn't load the first time around.
It's crazy business.
Wow. Oh, my God. Her contact
is amazing.
That
hasn't come up yet. Wait for it. Come on now.
That is one of the most...
Holy shit.
Yeah, that is the best Zelda I have ever seen.
Oh, my God.
She's beautiful.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
It's like the real
deal. I wonder if she made it herself.
That is actually not American, as you know. We don't often get that detailed and that pretty. It's really hard to find good that really, you know, gospel that good here. So this is French, I believe. But she did such an awesome job.
Oh my god!
I mean, yeah. Look at the writing on the dress down the purple part.
Oh my god! Yeah.
She did everything. That gorgeous.
That's amazing.
Okay, apparently my guildmates are listening. I didn't tell y'all wanted to listen to Fashion Purgatory.
Well, they better be dressed
like guys,
if we ever come to play with y'all. If you ain't looking right, you'll be on here in the wrong way.
Right? Oh, you know what? Actually, they picked a perfect day to come because I have something for the menfolk in just a minute.
The menfolk?
Yay!
All right, you can go ahead and go so I can load Ginger with the next one. Because I tell you, I'm a pepper mine because I got some.
This
is actually
kind of a twofold thing. There is a Facebook page that I wanted to show for the menfolk. And basically, it's to help men figure out how to dress geeky without looking bad.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And it's actually a book. It's called The Chic Geeks Fashion Groomings and Style Guide for Men. You can find it on Amazon. I'm actually looking at it right now. Okay. You can actually do this, and I had found... Oh, where did that link go? I had found a brief summary of it. Ha ha, there it is. All right. Paste this one instead. That's their Facebook page. But paste that in. I put it in your other
one. Okay. Yeah, it's okay, man. I've got beef going on all over.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine.
In second life.
This is a geek guide. And Purgatory Boys, I hope you are listening, because you know I'm so going to rag on you if I ever see you and you look broke. If you look like a hot mess, I will not let you slide. Just letting you know. Yes, this is actually... Did it come up yet? No. Okay, that's okay. This is basically a breakdown of what you'll find in the book. If you scroll down a little bit, it gives you kind of a 1 through 10 things of what to do in order to look like a geek, but not look bad.
But be hot.
Yes, exactly. Stay trim and toned. You know, that doesn't work for everybody because not everybody is all, like, buff and stuff. When they say trim, they mean healthy. It's okay to have a little bit of extra weight. Really, it is. It's not that bad. It's how you carry it and how you take care of yourself.
True
really
story, boys. The whole skeleton look leaves bruises, and it's not fun.
No, it's not fun at all. If I see a guy who is really, really tiny, I'm afraid I'm going to break him, and I just cannot deal with that. I'm sorry. I can't.
Not so much the breaking, I think, as the bruises.
Oh, no, I like bruises, but I don't want to break him. That's the thing.
You
want
to be able to walk.
Look, I don't want bruises from his bones.
True that.
Exactly.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Eat a sandwich, boy.
Have a sandwich or four, all right?
Cowboy boots and Wranglers. Wait a minute.
Seriously?
Wait. Tower's saying cowboy boots and Wranglers. Okay, how tight are these Wranglers is my question.
And how tight are these Wranglers? That's a very good question.
If it's too tight, it's not cute. No.
No, if it's too tight, it's not cute. If it's too loose, it's not cute.
We're going to need pictures. And if you tuck your boots or your pants into your boots, no.
He might. I think one of them wears cowboy boots. If this is the one that wears cowboy boots, I'm going to have to.
These rodeo guys ain't cool. Not if their pants are so tight I can see all the business.
Actually, sometimes, depending on the guy and the business showing, all right with that.
That's true.
Relaxed fit
is fine. The second one is very, very
there was
important.
A guy a girlfriend of mine dated way back in the day, and he had some business going on, and it was showing every time he put on the Wranglers.
I know a particular person that I've never actually been with, but I've seen pictures, and I'm sure his business would show in whatever he wore. I'm fairly
exactly. Sure. This was like halfway down his leg. I was like, oh my God.
Supposed to show that off. See, and he's like, that's the point. See, now, Towers, you hit upon an important topic here that we always talk about. Women are not like men. We don't want to see your business until we ask to see it. So you should keep it hidden. Surprise me when you take off your pants. But I go, oh, damn.
I'm sorry. If it ain't down to me, I don't want to be surprised. I want to know ahead of time. So I'm going to say, no.
I want to say happy birthday to me.
No, I've had it happen a couple times where the pants fell, and I went, oh, hell no, that is not.
And I'm like, Mount Everest, I can do this.
Hell no, that has not been anywhere. Oh my, okay, but I'll try. I'll be a good little girl and I'll try. Damn.
But I like this. This is really good. Guys, get this list. This is just nice. We should tweet this out so the guys can find it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The second one is very important to me, and I wanted to mention this. Look natural, okay? Yes. You can wear hair gel. That's fine. But if it looks like I'm going to stab myself on your hair, if I'm going to impale my hand on your spiky hair, I'm not interested. Don't fake tan. They're not cute. They're not even cute on women, okay? They look horrible.
No.
Fake tans look bad, okay? Highlighting your hair, that's fine.
Let me go even further. Those of you who are losing your hair, whether you're older or younger,
oh, God,
shave that shit off. Shave it off.
Shave it.
It's nice. The smooth head is nice. You don't have to try to, don't do it. Just shave it. Shave it off.
Yes. Seriously. If you're losing your hair, do not.
No comb over.
Okay? They are not attractive. They are never attractive on any person at all. Pull a Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is old as dirt, but that motherfucker is still fine.
Fucking hot.
Right? I would be all over that. All over. Whew. Now I'm all hot and bothered. Okay. All right, moving on.
All right, moving along.
Actually, there is one more that I wanted to. Yes, here we go. Number 9. It's all about the fit. Okay? It doesn't matter how expensive or how inexpensive your clothing is. If it does not fit, you will look like shit. And you can quote me on that. All right? If it don't fit, you look like shit. All right? There's your quote for the night. You need to wear clothing that fits you. If you don't know what fits you, take a girl along or ask a professional tailor to help you figure out what fits you. You can wear the most expensive $400 suit, three-piece suit with a tie and everything, but if it doesn't fit you, it's going to look like you're drowning in fabric or that you can't breathe. Okay?
Exactly.
It has to fit. Number nine is very, 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 very important. I don't care what you spend on your wardrobe, just make sure it fits.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be unto Master Chief. I think I just made two boards here. I think I put the wrong date.
Oops.
Oops. Sorry there, those of you who follow us on Pinterest. I will take care of that here shortly. In the meantime, Gigi, can you put up my latest...
I can. I'm trying. There we go. It's unloading.
I don't want to say anything to you guys because I like the reaction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. You want me to squeal?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is my all-time favorite video game character. Top of the heap. Always has been. Ladies and gentlemen, I present
502 error. Our server is experiencing a mild case of hiccups.
Try that again.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I've seen this one before. Oh, my God. She's hot.
I present to you as soon as it pops up. Suddenly.
Holy crap. Look at those boobs.
Look at that.
Oh, good God almighty. I got boobs like that.
Yes, you do.
That's hot.
Go ahead and click on that so it can pop up so they can get a really good view.
Damn.
That is some intricate, detailed, beautiful cosplay via our friends.
Yeah, when I click on it, it goes somewhere else.
Don't click on the picture? It doesn't pop up? What's going on with your computer?
Well, when I click on the picture, it takes me over to Kotaku.
Well, don't go to Kotaku.
No.
Ooh, pardon me, y'all.
That was wonderful. Thanks.
Look at the detail that went into what she did, from what you can see.
Holy smokes.
And remember we did
amazing.
This has been a while ago, before we had Pixanista, but we did a show on fashion from game characters, and we found out Chun-Li was a princess and so on and so forth. So this would be her princess outfit. Gorgeous. Absolutely.
I love it. That is so pretty.
The corset.
She doesn't have panties on under that, does she?
I think she does. I think she has, like, high-rise, high-sided, what are they called?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to lie and say
I don't wear panties, so I don't know the fucking difference. But
you know what? I'm going to need you to stop. Don't be showing off because something's visiting. I will
I
fucking
care.
Touch you, no matter.
I've said this before on other shows, and I'm showing off. Everybody who listens to the show is
why is she missing the cut part? Slice.
Don't make me hurt you.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know if she's...
I'm all out of Band-Aids, folks, so don't be cutting each other.
What is it? Oh, you know what? Actually, she could be wearing a thong because thongs can ride high on the hips.
I was going to say that one, probably.
Yeah, I think she's wearing probably.
Either that, or she had to make sure she does not kick, you know, no chance.
Right? Don't raise your leg too high. You might be saying hi to some people. Hey.
Go ahead, do that move that she does. I can't. Not wearing the bottoms to this. Yeah. Yeah, not doing it.
She's probably wearing a leotard or a pair of thong or something. Under there.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go with the t-shirt idea, because if you look at the bustier part, it's pulled pretty tight. Her boobs are big, you know, and you girls, you two have bigger boobs. You know, if you don't have that stuff pulled tight at the bottom, it kind of pops out, the wire does. So I'm going to say she probably does have a leotard. It's something holding it down.
You don't pull it tight,
Yeah.
Y'all get it.
And then you get sweaty boob, and that's just...
It's just not attractive.
Bubble boob on the bottom. How many boobs you got, girl? Looks like you got four of them things.
It is the hardest thing in the world. I'm not even kidding. To find a corset that fits a girl with big boobies is almost impossible. And I don't understand why. Because corsets look amazing on girls with big tits.
Well, I think it's the boning. That's probably why she has an underbust corset, because you can't find that and hold them things right.
True.
Exactly.
Because I've had
You would have to have one specifically made for you, to your measurements.
Yeah, because I do have a couple that are, like, overbust, but I think it's the boning that makes them fit weird. So I kind of, like, pop out the top, but I'm not supposed to pop out that way. And, like,
and I pop out, and I'm supposed to, because, you know, I don't have the boob, so it makes me look like I got bam! Because I don't have any bam. Bam! When I put mine on.
Yeah, she doesn't, but she's got bam in the back, and that's awesome.
Look, I had to reach back and rip. How you doing back there?
You got the booty. That's all that matters.
Dropping like it's hot. Okay, you know what? All right, so are we ready? Is somebody else have another one? Because if not, I got another one.
Go ahead.
I got another one. I was looking for the link. All right, let me pull it up. There we go. Let me close up this window.
You found link? What? Found link? Who?
No. All right, so, Snow and I are both very, very, very much Stargate fans.
Yes.
Oh, his name is David Blue. David Blue. All right, Eli Wallace. David Blue is the actor's name.
I love him!
He is so cute.
He is.
He's
I would
so
date
cute,
him.
But
oh
they dressed him in some of the most seriously, I'm trying to find a better picture of what he was wearing in the original episode.
I love him.
Okay, I think
so
I found one. I think I found one.
Funny, and he's so smart on that show. I would date him. I would seriously.
Yeah,
I would do more than date
than
him.
Right.
All right, here we go. Eli Wallace, he came in like, baggy pants. His hair was a mess. And a You Are Here shirt. I'm all for geeky shirts, boys. But, yeah, this guy, most of the episodes, he wore the You Are Here shirt because that's all he wore. He was a bigger guy. And the sweater. No. They did him justice in one episode, and I'm trying to find the darn picture. I had it, and I've lost it. Of him in a suit.
I think he's adorable, just like he is. I would date him. I seriously would.
Really?
I
would date him, but lose that sweater. I hate that sweater.
He's got to be dressed up sometimes. That's not something I can look at him and say, I want to date him. I'd have to see him in the other outfit.
But it's not the clothes. It's the eyes and the smile that gets me.
That don't get me. I'm going to need to see him dressed up. He's going to have to do
eyes
something.
And the smile. I'm not so, you know, clothes. You can dress a man up. It doesn't really matter.
That's exactly my point. I need to see if he can be dressed up.
Well, I've got a side view picture. Let me show it. It's not a very good one, but let me get it over here. And it's also smaller. He's in a jacket and a nice shirt, a blazer, I guess. Button-up shirt. His hair is more done. And he gets a lot of crap because, you know, he's the bigger guy of the show. And, in the storyline, he caught hell because he was the bigger guy and slowed everybody down, blah, 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 blah. But he was cute. And the only episode that they dressed him up where they actually put him in a business suit type thing, oh, my God. I'd have been all over him in a heartbeat.
I'm still waiting for her to show the picture.
I've got it up.
It's up there.
Oh, where am I going?
I've got it up. It's not very good. I was trying to find a better one, but.
Okay, I can see there where he looks a little, you know, he's a little cuter. So wait a minute. Let me show you. Do you guys remember a show from way back when called Roswell used to come on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Since we're on the topic of geeks that have become hot. So I want you to show for the people who haven't seen. This is the guy. If you remember Roswell, and I could not stand him on the show. I thought he looked horrible. So show that one first, and then I want you to show this one after.
Okay.
Just to give our guys an idea of how you can get yourself looking cuter. You all have great attributes. But I have to see you with the attributes first. I'm not saying you don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So that's him.
There?
Okay, there's the one that they're looking at. Now put the other one up. From this. Not that one.
Not
that one.
To that.
Oh, my God.
There. It's the other one. There. Guys, that's pretty much all it takes. You put on some black, you grow a little facial hair, slick the hair back a little bit. That's what we mean by you can wear gel, not too much. Some of you do look like the before picture. You're very geeky. But when you go to take us out, throw this business here on. This right here. Now, this what he has on is Armani. That's thousands of dollars he's wearing. But you can find this at Target for like $50.
Yeah.
The shirt, the pants, the jacket. And you just show up and fold your arms just like that. You don't even got to talk. And we will be in a puddle on the floor.
Mm-hmm. But you have to have
so many of these guys.
That's the thing. You have to have the attitude to go with it. You can't be in this nice outfit, and make sure it fits, by the way. You can't be in this nice outfit and look uncomfortable, because we're going to know that you're uncomfortable, and it's going to ruin the whole thing. You have to be confident. You have to carry yourself like you know you look good, and you have to give us that look. Like
he's
girl,
doing?
Yes. Like, girl, you better listen, and we're going to be like, okay.
That right there says, take off whatever you're wearing right here in the middle of the street.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. You want to slow
down? I sort of wrote about this for school this week. The deal is, guys, and not all guys, but a lot of the guys that I've gamed with over the history of all the games I've played, mm-hmm. are very much, you know, the girls need to be petite, small, sexy, wearing nothing in heels, and da 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 da. The guy gamers get to be, you know, sitting there in their Batman underoos with no shirt on and mm-hmm. Cheetos in their chest hair, and we're supposed to think that's sexy.
I have a lovely friend who was, at the time that I met him a few years ago, I think when Halo 3 came out, was a bigger guy and is steadily losing weight. And, of course, he's getting more gorgeous as he loses weight. But he's not completely small yet, but I will tell you, when I started to actually find him super attractive, y'all know how I love the eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across him in the grocery store one morning. He was sleepy. I don't think he realized that sleepy look was real sexy, because he just kind of turned around real slow and looked at me when I called his name. And I was like, oh, hi. Like, what's wrong with you? Nothing? What's you buying there, Juice? You know, I'm all biting my nails like, oh, that's my friend. Don't look at him like that. No, that's your friend. Don't do that, Corey. Oh, syrup. No, no, no.
I know.
Wow.
I can do you one better.
Yeah, but had the jacket on, the nice black outfit. You know, guys, it's really not difficult.
It's really not. My best guy friend, he's been my best guy friend for longer than I was married. Seriously? Ginger's like, before, after.
I can't get over it. Seriously.
So he has actually dropped about 100 pounds, and he has these eyes and this little crooked smile, and he keeps, like, the scruffle on his face. And we went out to have lunch together one day, and I swear I couldn't stop staring. And I'm blushing, and I'm, like, trying to look away, like, oh, my God.
Because it's your friend. You're like, I don't know.
Yes, I can't look at him like that. We're like brother and sister. What the hell?
Ooh,
stop it. Good God.
And look, and every time I see him, I saw him Friday, and he picked me up. I was like, dude, you better be glad Baby Natrix is here. I may have to. You may have some problems, bigger problems than you want. Okay, so this turned into the guy makeover show, which means we probably need to do one of those. We keep saying we do. We actually need to do it and get you guys together. We will cover some topics, Second Life and otherwise. It Ginger keeps slipping.
Show you this purse. It's made out of wood.
Oh, see, you can't do that. I avoided purses today. Oh,
oh
look
no.
At that.
See,
you could make this one yourself.
Doing.
Look.
No. It wasn't the making it. It was the experience. Man, I have a problem. I'm gonna need some help. I'm gonna need to seek a therapist. I walked by today every designer ever in existence. I walked by their stores, and I had to call for help. I had to call Z for backup. My hands started shaking. When I got to the Versace store, I had to just like pause for a minute. Yeah, see, and if they had a purse that looked similar to this little disc thing that you have in, it wasn't Versace. Who's the one that does that? BB. And, of course, that one was like thousands of dollars. So some of you purse designers that are geeks, if you would just clean this up just a little bit, you could be selling it for thousands of dollars. That's cute right there. That right there, probably I'd pay a couple hundred for, with the Darth Vader on the shoes.
Yes, those are so cute. So
we need
cute.
us a gamer couture store is what we need.
We do.
Yeah. Like I need more reasons to be walking by stores with my hands shaking. Then you know what?
There was a store where I could go and actually buy geeky clothes. Oh my God.
Wait. The coup de grace was, after I got past all that, there was a kiosk that had nothing but really nice geek shirts, T-shirts,
oh, no.
and purses, and I just paused and went, oh.
We have to go. We got like 15 seconds left. You can tune in tomorrow to catch the news. We will be rolling out with the news every day, as we always do. And then Thursday is our Rough, Raw, and Ready show, where we are always unfiltered and ready to go. You can favorite if you like us and favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Them trolls. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell how they be spamming messages in your window? All them trolls, you pay no mind, it must be hard to get online when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is,
what the hell is that?
I don't know, I found it. And your tagline for the night, boys and men, is, if it doesn't fit, you look like shit. Pretty much.